welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Stacey Kendrick with Health Plus. For today's Wellcast, I'm joined by Dr. Lori Rolando, and she is the Health Plus Medical Director. And Dr. Rolando is going to be helping us understand the Go for the Gold changes for 2010, as well as how the health plan account works. Thanks for being here, Dr. Rolando.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the changes to the Go for the Gold program that have taken place for this year?
Sure. There are essentially two major changes that have taken place with the Go for the Gold program this year. The first is that the Go for the Gold credit, which used to be deposited in your paycheck, is deposited into what's called a health plan account. So the money will be deposited in one lump sum into this account rather than monthly in your paychecks. And the second major change is that the deadline for the Go for the Gold starting this year and every year going forward is October 31st. So instead of having until November 30th to complete all three steps of your Go for the Gold, this year and from now on, you have to have everything completed by October 31st.
Oh, okay. So let's talk a little bit about the health plan account specifically. Can you tell me a little bit more about the health plan account, how it works, and what it actually pays for?
Sure. The health plan account, again, is a special account set up through both Blue Cross and Aetna that allows your Go for the Gold credit to be deposited in one lump sum. It's not taxed as it was when it was being deposited in your paychecks monthly. I mean, it allows it to be deposited in one lump sum on January 1st into a special account under your health plan that pays for deductibles and coinsurance. So when you go to your doctor or have a service done that would require you to pay money on either your deductible or your coinsurance, that money will automatically be taken out of this health plan account and go toward that.
I see. Now, do you have to do anything specifically? Do you have to fill out any paperwork for that to happen?
No, you don't. The money is automatically deposited again on January 1st. So if you do your Go for the Gold this year, depending on how many levels of Go for the Gold you do, you'll get a certain amount of money. If you do just the HRA, you get $120 deposited into that account. If you do the HRA and the Wellness Actions Log, you get $180 deposited in. If you do all three steps, you get $240 deposited into that account. It goes in automatically on January 1st, and it's automatically taken out if there are qualifying charges that that money can be used for. So you don't have to fill out any paperwork, you don't have to ask that it be used, it just automatically comes out and is automatically applied to those charges.
And what if you don't use it in the year that you earn it?
If you don't use it in the year that you earn it, it does roll over, so it will stay there and it'll roll over year after year up to a maximum of $1,000.
Oh, that's great. So even if you don't use the money the year that you earn it, you're not going to lose it?
No, it's not one of those use it or lose it propositions. You can keep it and roll it over for up to $1,000. And the good thing is that people who enroll in and pay for Vanderbilt health insurance are eligible to receive this credit, but the money can be used by not just the person who's paying for the insurance, but also for anybody on their family who's covered under that insurance plan. So, you know, if you're healthy and don't have a reason to use it, but you have a child, for example, who needs medical care, then that $240 or however much is in that account can be applied to their medical bills as well.
Great. That's good to know, too. Let's see. I also wanted to ask you a little bit about the health plan account versus the program that's managed by PayFlex. Can you explain the difference between that? There seems to still be a little bit of confusion about that.
Yeah, there are a couple of differences. Again, with the health plan account, that's not something that you have to request be used. That is money, it all happens automatically. So you do Go for the Gold, that money is automatically put into the account, it's automatically withdrawn as needed when you accrue medical bills that either need a deductible or coinsurance. With PayFlex, that is something that you would have to either file a claim to use that money, or you would have to use the special debit card that came with that account in order to essentially request that funds be used for certain medical charges. So that was something that you had to actively request be used, whereas this health plan account happens automatically.
Okay, I think I understand
so they're,
that.
They're two very separate things.
Okay, so you don't get a debit card. The money
No.
is really deposited into your account, which you can access information about through visiting your health plan website.
Yeah, if you want to know whether or not your money's been added to your account and whether or not that money has been used to apply to your deductibles or your coinsurance, you can look at your explanation of benefits. Both Aetna and Blue Cross Blue Shield have a section on their explanations of benefits that identify that money that's been put into your health plan account, and you should be able to see the details of that. So if you have a charge and some of that money has been used to contribute to payment of that, you'll see it on your EOB.
Okay, so that makes it easy to figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
My very last question in the last few seconds that we have is, can you give me some more information on where folks can go if they need more specifics or if they want to talk to a live person?
Sure. There are several resources that employees can use. Now, if you have questions about Go for the Gold and how the health plan account relates to Go for the Gold, you can always contact Health Plus either by email or giving us a call, and we're happy to review anything that you might have a question about with regard to that. If you have questions about your health plan in general, benefits would probably be the best place to go for those questions, and benefits has a nice FAQ on their website that also touches pretty significantly on this new health plan account that Go for the Gold has set up. So you may find that there's a lot of resources there. And if you have specific questions about whether or not your money has been deposited into that health plan account and or has been used when you've had medical bills, looking at your EOBs either on the website or the EOB that you get in the mail, your explanation of benefit that you get in the mail, or contacting Blue Cross Blue Shield or Aetna would probably be the best place to go.
Okay, well, great. Well, that was really helpful, and I feel like I have a much better understanding of the health plan account. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Glad to be of help.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this Wellcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at health and wellness, that's all one word, .vanderbilt.edu.